This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The growing federal deficit has deeply disturbed many fiscal conservatives among the Republicans in Congress. And in recent weeks, these deficit hawks have delayed House consideration of next year's budget. Now, the House Budget Committee chairman is agreeing to new measures that would make it harder to spend federal money, but not to cut federal taxes. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on what's being done to placate the hawks.
The deal Republican lawmakers finally brokered with fiscal conservatives is called the Spending Control Act of 2004. The rule would work like this. If lawmakers enact a new federal program or boost funding for a current program, they must cut the same amount of spending from somewhere else in the budget to balance out the increases. House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussel says it's the only responsible reaction to deep budget deficits.
The Spending Control Act represents an important tool that we can use to enforce the budget resolution by focusing on what we believe is the real problem, and that's excessive government spending.
The budget control is similar to rules used in the late 80s and into the 90s under the Graham-Rudman law. But today's rule is different in one big way. It doesn't apply to tax cuts. In the late 80s and 90s, if a party or lawmaker wanted to cut taxes, they had to cut the same amount of spending from the federal budget to, in essence, pay for the tax cut. Not so in today's rule. Lawmakers are free to continue cutting taxes no matter how much it puts the federal government in the red. The ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee, John Spratt of South Carolina, said today that the lopsided rule doesn't make any sense given how the current budget deficits were created.
Two-thirds of the problem have been the tax cuts. At least $2 trillion has been enacted of a tax agenda that will probably work out if it's eventually implemented to $4 trillion. That's part of the problem. And not to apply it to taxes is only to back off from the obvious solution.
Off the record, several fiscal conservatives were sympathetic to that point, but today's budget committee meeting showed strict party discipline, and Democrats failed in their attempts to apply the budget rule to tax cuts. Republican Patrick Toomey said even though spending and tax cuts both take money out of the federal treasury, lawmakers shouldn't act as if they were the same thing.
New spending does not help to maximize economic growth, and tax cuts do help to maximize economic growth. It should be a fundamental goal of this Congress to be enacting policies that maximize economic growth, because that is where we create opportunity and prosperity and a better life for the people that we represent.
That argument left Democrats like Virginia's Jim Moran steamed.
You've wanted to have your cake and eat it too. You've wanted to be able to cut taxes without having to control spending. We're saying if you want to cut taxes, apply it to spending too. Look at both sides of the ledger. It's the only way we're going to treat the next generation with any kind of fairness.
It's not clear when or if this bill will actually come to the floor. It is possible that Republican leaders introduced the bill in committee only to appease fiscal conservatives within their party. But you should expect to hear similar arguments about deficits and what caused them next week when the House takes up its budget resolution on the floor. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.